I have to say I like Microsoft Excel. I think it's an incredibly powerful application and useful across an awfully wide range of things. It's not just about performing calculations or drawing graphs. You can do amazing things within it, like creating self-marking interactive quizzes, and you can create degrees of interactivity using the macros and all sorts of stuff that I can't begin to even penetrate a large percentage of what it can do. And I don't claim to be an expert, but what I do know is that drawing graphs can actually be quite tricky in Excel. You really need to know what you're doing, and although it would to some extent help you out and help you draw some of the graphs and get to the features you want, it can sometimes be incredibly awkward. So when I came across Plotly, Plotly, an online application for drawing graphs, it really caught my attention because it approaches it from an entirely different perspective. It assumes that you're going to be drawing graphs. It's not there to facilitate anything else. It isn't a spreadsheet package. It isn't for doing your projections for your annual budgeting for the next 20 years. This is about drawing graphs, and it's been designed from the bottom up that way. You can create an account, but if you don't need to do that, you can go and have a play and get started with the things that it can do without actually creating an account. Though obviously, if you need to save something, then doing that is wise. You can log in with the usual social media options, or you can create an account using an email address. The crucial things are that it's, I wouldn't say it's simpler to use than Excel, but it's definitely more geared towards helping you draw graphs. So the starting point is clearly you're going to need a couple of columns at least of data. And you can do that by creating them from scratch. You can enter the data manually. You can bring the data in from by importing an Excel sheet, or indeed if you've got a Google Drive document or even a document in Dropbox, you can bring it straight in from either of those two locations. So it's got good integration with other applications. Having brought your data in, you're then in what looks like a spreadsheet to all intents and purposes, but the reality is it's more simply a holder for your data. So you can't do all the sorts of manipulations and calculations that you might do in a true spreadsheet, but what you can do is draw a graph from it. So you're offered options underneath the column headers like choose as X. So immediately you know that if you s select that, you're going to be using that column of data as your X values. And you can, of course, have data which, if you're in a multi-column table, isn't contiguous. You can have the first column and the fifth column to create a set of axes for your graph. So it lends itself more to enabling you to draw your graph. Having done that then and got some data in, and there's plenty available for you to play with, there's lots of examples there. There's a thriving community of people who use Plotly. You can then simply make a plot. There's a button that says that, and when you click on that, you've got various options. You can do all the kinds of conventional graphs that you would expect to do, including box plots and bubble charts, and even heat maps, should you need to do them. And then once you've created your chart, you've then got the option of being able to edit it, I suppose you would say, in the normal ways that you would. The look and feel, getting it to look the way that you want. But you've also got the option of being able to, for example, if it's a scatter graph and you want to add a line of best fit, that's easy too. And that line of best fit might indeed be a linear line, or it might be a quadratic or polynomial. All of those are possible. And that's something perhaps is useful with students, getting them to try out the different options and to explore what the possibilities are. It's not something you're going to be doing with your year four students, perhaps, but certainly with older students in the secondary phase, I think there's lots in there that could be useful. You can also do polar charts, incidentally, and that might be useful if you're doing A-level mathematics. There are lots of other features, but I perhaps outstayed my welcome. One crucial thing is that you can invite other people to collaborate with you. There is a share button. By default, all your charts are are private, but you can share with other people by inviting them in, either if they've got an account and you know their username on Plotly, or if you want to send them an email, if you've got permission to allow them, permission from them to allow you to do that, you can do that too. And you can choose whether or not collaborators can either view it or edit it, as you'd probably expect to be able to do. So there's an awful lot of features within Plotly, and I've only just touched on a few of them here. It's all online, so you're saving it online. Your Plotly account is free and always will be. I guess the other thing to say is that what the people who designed it have done have provided you with the option to be able to access the underlying code. So all the APIs are there, which makes it perhaps a very attractive proposition for anyone with the coding skills to enable to them to create their own in-house styles, I guess. And you can also take a look at the code that underlies the graph that you've drawn, which is available in JSON format. So there might be links there with students who are doing the computing curriculum. Drawing simple graphs and then having a look at the code which generates it might help them with designing the code in order to be able to draw graphs in the future. So there's lots of options within Plotly. Go and explore, you'll enjoy it.